It's the final day of May, and we suspect you're ready for June. This is the business news headlines for the 31st day of the month. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Well, here we go again. There is a surge in open jobs, and that complicates things a bit. We'll tell you all about that. A strange and disturbing story from Dollar General. Amazon's Ring is paying millions to settle a privacy issue. Since being purchased by Elon Musk, what do you think Twitter is worth? We might have the answer. Retirees are leaving Florida. Why and where are they headed? We'll share that story. Word is that CEO salaries are shrinking, but there is a but. We've got the Wall Street Report, and you'll be shocked at what company is now reported to be too woke for conservatives. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. It is, yes, of course, the end of the month, and we are grateful you're still with us again today. Want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. After 3 months of declines, the available job numbers rose in April, and that was a surprise. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that job openings climbed to 10.1 million in April from an upwardly revised 9.7 million in March. The surprise? Well, economists expected job openings to continue to fall, somewhere in the area of 9.3 million, but clearly that did not happen. And all of this puts the Fed into a complicated situation. The central bank would like there to be fewer job openings because the more jobs that are open, the higher the wages can get, and that impacts inflation. Meanwhile, hiring activity increased and layoffs decreased. In addition, the number of people voluntarily leaving their jobs declined for the second consecutive month. When we saw this story come across the desk, we were, in a word, shocked. It seems that since 2014, there have been 49 people killed and 172 people injured at Dollar General stores. That according to data from the nonprofit group Gun Violence Archive. CNN is reporting that at least six store employees died during armed robberies from 2016 to 2020. Now, following repeated violent incidences and federal workplace safety violations at stores, some Dollar General workers and labor activists are calling for stronger safety and health protections. Workers and their allies rallied outside Dollar General's headquarters in Goodlettsville, Tennessee, ahead of the company's annual shareholder meeting to protest conditions. They say the company is failing to take basic precautions to prevent violence in its stores. Previously, former company executives, store employees, law enforcement officials, and retail security experts have told CNN that Dollar General's position in poorer communities, especially in the South, where gun laws and worker protections are lax, have contributed to the violent trend. The Federal Trade Commission filed suit against Amazon's Ring, alleging that it had unreasonable data security and privacy practices. CNN is reporting that Ring has agreed to pay $5.8 million and implement a new data security program. Amazon acquired Ring back in 2018, paving the way for the e-commerce giant to get into the home security business. In addition to video doorbells, Ring makes indoor and outdoor security cameras, as well as alarm systems. On the flight to Nevada this week, I sat next to the chief information officer of a major lending corporation. And, of course, we talked business. When the conversation rolled around to social media, and what I suggested was the train wreck Twitter had become since being purchased by Elon Musk, My travel companion said, quote, train wreck might be too gentle of a description, end quote. And he's right. But now the question might be, so how much is Twitter worth since the purchase? To answer that question is this story from CNN. A Fidelity fund has slashed its estimate of Twitter's value due to the ongoing chaos at the company, implying the social media platform may be worth only a third of its value compared to when Elon Musk acquired it back in October. According to a monthly disclosure, Fidelity's Blue Chip Growth Fund reported that its stake in Twitter was worth $6.55 million. That's $6.55 million at the end of April. Now that's down from the $19.6 million the Fidelity Fund said its stake was worth in October as Musk was finalizing the acquisition. The revision implies Twitter may be worth only $15 billion overall, as opposed to Musk's $44 billion purchase price. So if all of this is correct, that means Twitter will have to sell a boatload of blue verified checkmarks and try to entice advertisers who have departed the platform. It's been a shaky day on Wall Street as investors digest the new jobs report, the impact on the Fed, and, of course, the outcome of the debt ceiling deal set to come up for a vote in the House tomorrow. Oh, by the way, oil? Oil was down again today. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Once upon a time, the Sunshine State of Florida was a mecca for retirees. But that's changed over the years, and they're looking to go elsewhere. So the question is, why? Well, Go Banking Rates is reporting that part of the reason is the cost of housing. In just half a decade, the median price of a single-family house in Florida rose by $150,000, or 60%, according to Redfin. The average cost of a home in March of 2018 was approximately $250,000. But in March of this year, that price had risen to $400,000. But expensive housing isn't the only thing moving retirees from the state. Inflation and stock market dips have also negatively impacted their financial situation. In response, seniors are seeking more affordable places to call home. For example, many are moving to Baldwin County, Alabama, which just happens to be the fastest growing county in the state. The area boasts beaches, warm weather, and low property taxes, so it might only make sense it's considered a substitute for the Sunshine State. The difference in pay between the average worker and the average CEO is getting smaller, but a recent study indicates it would take two lifetimes for a worker to make what the big guns are bringing in. The Associated Press is reporting that the typical compensation package for chief executives who run S&P 500 companies rose just 0.9% last year to a median of $14.8 million annually. That, according to data analyzed for the Associated Press by Equilar. This means half of the CEOs in the survey made more and half made less. But it was the smallest increase since 2015. The smaller increase came after CEO pay soared by 17% back in 2021, when boards rewarded top executives handsomely for steering their companies through the pandemic-induced recession. Meanwhile, worker pay failed to keep up with inflation, which was sitting at 6.4% at the end of last year. And the pay disparity between CEOs and rank-and-file workers, which has been widening for years, narrowed only slightly. The median pay for workers at companies included in the AP survey was a bit over $77,000. That was up 1.3% from the previous year. And that means it would take that worker 186 years to make what a CEO making the median pay earned just last year. All of this disparity has raised the call for more union activity, which, by the way, corporations continue to resist. It was another bumpy day on Wall Street as investors juggled data and the debt ceiling vote In the end, the Dow closed off by 134 points to close at 32,908, while the Nasdaq lost 82 points to settle at 12,935, and the S&P 500 fell by 25 points, closing at 4179. Meanwhile, at news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by over $1.60, closing it at under $68 a barrel. And finally, there is this. And this is about how now many conservatives are saying that Chick-fil-A is too woke for them. Now, we're not making this up. For years, conservatives have heaped praise on Chick-fil-A because of its deep Christian roots and prior donations to anti-LGBTQ groups. Well, now that worm apparently has turned. It seems that the hiring of a person to oversee diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, is a bridge too far for many. Now, what's weird about all this is that that hiring was made months ago. According to the LinkedIn page of Eric McReynolds, the business executive holding that role, he's been the VP of DEI for more than a year and a half. Conservatives, by the way, have also called out Chick-fil-A on their website, which talks about being better together and establishing a culture of belonging. Chick-fil-A, too woke. Oh my. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. From Henderson, Nevada, on assignment here, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.